line is now off hold.
Shamalek, and welcome everyone for Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Para. I'd like to start with my question instead of ending with my question as I do every week. Now, the question that I was supposed to ask is something which I have not found in any of the Mefarshim, although I'm sure one of you will. And that has to do with the Levim. The Levim, as you know, were called upon by Moshe Rabbeinu to carry out the death sentence for those that were Chayiv Nisa. The lashon of the pasuk here in the parasha is, "Vayomer lahem koyamar Hashem Elokei Yisrael simu ishchar ve'ayirecha ivlu v'shuvu mishar v'shar b'machne v'yirgu ish es ochiv v'ish es v'yehu." The Rashi explains that there were occasions where somebody would have to give Nisa to a relative, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Don't look, even if it's your relative, still you should give him Nisa." Actually, later in Parshas Leis HaBracha, it's even more explicit. By the Bracha of Levi, it says, "Ha'aymer lo'aviv u'le'imai lo'ivi yisiv." And Rashi says, "Keshachatu be'ego," when they sit by the ego, "Tzivisim laharag yis avi'imai u'mi Yisrael ayis achim me'imai," etc. That they actually killed not only brothers, but others, a grandfather, imai, or a mother, etc. So that Levim carried out the chiyuv nisa even to relatives, and even to relatives that they were mechuyev to be mechaved. This bothered me, because a brother, well, an older brother is the chiyuv kavod. Maybe they didn't kill older brothers, only younger brothers. But avi imai, a grandfather, there is a chiyuv to be mechaved, a grandfather, chiyuv deraisa. So we understand that the mitzvah, the obligation to give nisa, is perhaps greater than the mitzvah of kibbutz. But we have a klal gadol that any time you have two mitzvahs, which in a situation come into conflict, if it's efshar l'kayim shneihem, if it's possible to l'kayim both, that we do so. Here there were 22,000 levim of the age to carry out a death sentence that were appropriate for going into the army. 22,000. Why would a person be called upon to kill his grandfather? Father's guy of Nisa, when there were so many thousands of others who could do it, and then I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah. Very, very confusing. And I was going to end today with this kasha. However, thinking about it today, I came up with a possible teretz, still challenging you to come up with somebody should answer the kasha. But I'll compare him a possible teretz based on Yisoid that Rambam used to say. Yisoid is that when it comes to being a kanoi, the punishing, the talking lashon hara, the hating, somebody who does aveiros, a person has to be mechaveh l'shem shemayim. A person really has to mean it. They can't be personal negiyas. Rav Pam used to say about this, the pasuk at the end of Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes. Dear David HaMelech says, "Haloi misanecha Hashem esna uviskaynemecha eskaytot." He says, "Those who hate you, Hashem, I hate them. And those who fight with you, I'm fighting with them. Tachlis in us the nation. I hate them, a ultimate hatred. After David says that I have hatred for those who hate you, Hashem, he says, "Kokreini kale the dalavavi." So Hashem, examine me and check my heart. David HaMelech was saying that to be able to be someone who says, "Sanecha Hashem esna," that I hate people with kanoyas, you have to be a person who could also say, "Kokreini kale the dalavavi." Look at my heart. I mean it totally. The shem shemayim. Because when a person has a sin for people to do aveiros, that's not 100% l'shem shemayim. Then that sin is not 100% the mitzvah. It's a chelik of it. A part of it is an aveira. Rambam used to take the example of Yehu, who killed the Oyvdei HaBaal, went and on the command of Yehonah HaNavi killed the Oyvdei HaBaal. But later, when he himself was over in Yisurim of Avodah Zarah, he was punished even for killing the Oyvdei HaBaal. Because if a person himself is not pure in something, he has no right to be a kanoi against someone else. The Gemara says that only Shmuel HaKatan was able to write V'lamalshinim. Actually, it's not so hard to write a bracha V'lamalshinim Alti Sikla. However, it's the same idea that for a person to write something, the derech of a kanoi, kanoi is, a person has to mean it totally, l'shem shemayim. And that's why the Gemara says that only
It's known that any fish that does not have scales
Rabbeinu Lechaveira certainly does not have the Beit Adam Lavok. So these are two verses of the parasha Ish Es Achiv Es Ovid Imai. Rav's idea about Kanoes Aluches Miyadai, Rav Sosalanta's idea about combining both the Beit Adam Lechaveira and Beit Adam Lavok. Like that with the Varna Parshas Para, since we're in the middle of Torah Das Rosh Hashivas, I said things B'Shem Rav Pam. Let me tell you a beautiful yesod from Gedalia Shor here at Parshas Para. The yesod of Tuma, Rav Shor writes, is Nisa. The yesod of Tahaira is Chivas. That's the basic idea that he writes. He has a number of applications of this. And really the Chinuch says that he quotes the Chinuch. The Chinuch says when someone goes into the mikvah, surrounded by water similar to a baby in the womb. It's like a rebirth. It's like a nuchiyus. And that is what's symbolized by the tumah. A mace is the ultimate tumah. It's something that was alive and is no longer alive. Even the other types of tumah, whether it's dam, amida, or shivazera, or zav, the zava, these are things that represent a loss of an opportunity to create life. And ultimately, the aside of all types of tumah is nisa, and the aside of tahara is chiyus. Now, Rosh Hashanah brings mi'itetar mitame, the birth of a child. What does that mean? Is it, the pasuk says mi'itetar mitame. The Chazal reference that to birth. He explains it in a very technical way. So the baby is born from what? From a tipa shechazera. The baby comes from the karma kai mitame. But the uterus, which has a din of tame, it comes out with dam. Yet a baby is tar. Why is a baby tar? Baby should have a din tame. You should have to tell the baby in the mikvah before he's tar. The answer is that chivs is the biggest matar. When something gives chayim, that's the greatest matar in the world. Now with this, Rav Shor explains the Gemara in the Masechet Nida. The Gemara says that the Anshei Alexandria asked a shayla to Rav Chananya. They asked, when the mason get up by Tchias HaMesim, how will they become tar? Someone who touches a mace is tar with Par Aduma. How does a mace himself become tar? And the Gemara says that the Shaila was Divrishtos. Why is it Divrishtos? Sounds like a great Shaila to me. By Tchias HaMesim, how do you become tar? Dr. Shor, no, because Chiyus is the biggest Mitair. Chiyus is totally Mitair. It brings a Halachitika Makar. If you have a fruit that's Tame, you take out the seed is tame, and you plant it. The tree which grows is tar. Why is it tar? It all comes from the seed, and it's attached to the seed. The teretz is that chiyus is the biggest tar. I add to this Ramesh's tshuva about reattaching a limb. Mayaleinu, if someone loses a finger, and they reattach it, Ramesh was asked whether it's permissible to reattach the finger to a kayin. Mayaleinu.